Welcome back to another episode of Dentistry's Growing with Grace podcast. Join Grace and her guest of the week as they discuss lessons learned in the industry and explore unique insights into ethical growth.
Hi friends, Grace Rizzo here. If you haven't done so yet, please click the follow and subscribe buttons on our YouTube channel. Join our Facebook group, Dentistry's Growing with Grace. I am constantly putting out new information to help you grow your dental practice. So today, a fun topic comes to mind. Should I hire two marketing agencies or more than one marketing agency? And my answer is usually the same for these type of questions. It depends. A lot of times we don't necessarily hear about another marketing agency being involved with one of our clients until after the fact. And I've seen this happen on so many occasions where one of our clients is approached. This person claims to have this new techie solution. Maybe the client thinks it's something we don't offer. And they think, well, I'll just try it out for a while. And usually when this happens, they feel uncomfortable talking to us about it or telling us that they're doing this. And so they just say, well, we'll test both and see who works better. And then we'll make a decision from there. Well, here's the problem. A lot of times you end up staying with the most unethical marketing agency. And I'll explain to you a few scenarios that I've seen and why this can be problematic for your business and for your brand. So first of all, if you come to us and you've got another opportunity that you want to try out, most of the time I'll say, no problem. And then I'll follow that with, just be sure you don't. Or just be sure they don't, or just be careful that this doesn't happen. And so a lot of times if we're in the know as to what you're doing, we can help you to make sure that there's a clear line of responsibility and that there's no room for foul play, because this is typically what happens. I've got a few different instances here to go over with you of things that have happened in the past. Several years of being in business since 2009, we've encountered it all. So now we kind of know what to look for. So the first thing I've seen happen is that someone gets access to an important listing or to the website, and they go in and they start making changes to our SEO work. They might think that their method is better, even though maybe they weren't engaged to do SEO. Maybe they were. Maybe you hired two people to do exactly the same job, and now you don't know who to hold responsible. Don't do that. So if our company is responsible for managing your website and managing your local listings and your SEO, you don't want to give one of our competitors access to that. Why? Because they will sabotage our work, come back to you, report how we did it wrong with the total intent to earn more of your business. So you can see there's a financial incentive for them to make us look bad. A lot of marketers do not have integrity. They're purely financially driven and they'll do anything to get your business. So be aware of that and don't set yourself up where two people have overlapping access or overlapping responsibility, because then at that point, it is very difficult to delineate who did what and who's responsible for what. So that's on you. Same thing is for your employees. If you have two employees that are both responsible for paying the bills and a bill doesn't get paid, who can you hold accountable? No one. So each responsibility should be given to a person with clear lines there. Another thing that I've seen is that they've changed the hours, or they misspelled the doctor's name, or they changed listing titles, all affecting the results of what we already had optimized, what we already had working. And here's the thing, if we already did that work and we already checked off that listing as fully optimized, we have no reason to go in and check on it daily to make sure that no one got access and made a change behind our back, because that's kind of weird to happen out of the blue. So if you are thinking that every day we're checking the thousands of SEO tasks that we did for every single client, that's wildly unrealistic for any agency to do that. Another thing that I've seen happen is we've had important assets. We've been revoked that access to those assets has been revoked. So we go to do an optimization or make a change or even update the payment method on your hosting account so your website doesn't go down, and this other agency booted our access. So we can't do our job without reaching out to you, interrupting your day, letting you know what happened, and creating all of this extra work. So again, clear lines of who's responsible for what. You want one company responsible for your SEO. You want one company responsible for your website. If you hire someone, let's say to do a mailer or to do social media marketing, they shouldn't also then need access to your website. If they need to set up a pixel for retargeting, even though these are all services that we offer, we're happy to work with another agency to accomplish that for you. We're more than happy for you to try us out, our services, and let you compare that to other agencies. We have no problem because we know most of the time we end up earning your trust, earning your business, and providing more service to you. So I have no qualms with this. I don't judge anyone for wanting to try out new things, but I do want to protect our work and what we're responsible for. Another thing that I've seen all the time is these salespeople with their false or very exaggerated audits of the website. Now, if you're listening to audio only, you don't see that I'm doing air quotes, but these audits are actually just a sales tactic. They're an empty sales tactic. A lot of times they'll highlight things that are unavoidable, or they'll highlight things that seem problematic, but maybe they are not, or maybe there is a ranking factor that's more important than the other. So like anything, this information out of context is simply just used to create doubt and fear in you and to make you question the company that you've hired, us. So be very cautious of, one, the legitimacy of these audits, the purpose of these audits, the motives behind these sorts of communication. They're all about selling you more and creating doubt in us. Another thing to mention is there is no unbiased advisor. So I know there are consultants out there who say, oh no, I don't have a marketing agency. I just want to audit this for you. I want to bring value. Listen, in dentistry, everyone is very connected. Dental consultants have marketing agencies that they get kickbacks from in some instances. Even accountants, maybe they're not taking kickbacks, maybe they're not allowed to, but they have these very solid relationships. And the reason why dental advisors want you working with people that they're affiliated with is because there's less risk for them to lose your business when you start working with someone outside of their circle of influence. So it's important that the advisors you bring on truly have your best interest in mind. But in a lot of situations, you don't really know. So if you've hired us for your marketing and you're seeing results and you've enjoyed your communication with us and you've showed up for your quarterly strategy sessions, you enjoy the dashboard and all the metrics, if you involve a third party, just reach out to us. Ask us what our relationship is with that third party. Ask us if there is any sort of conflict of interest before you put yourself through what is to come. Another thing that I've seen, which is really heartbreaking, it's very hurtful to my team, is when a competitor puts their own tracking phone numbers, their own tracking codes, and their own reporting on the listings we manage and optimize and on the website that we manage and optimize. The reason they do this is because then they can say, look, doc, look at all the leads, we got you. But really they're just hijacking the traffic and the results that we've already earned to use against us. Now, I know you're probably sitting there thinking, well, that couldn't happen to me. I know how to read my reports. It happens all the time. So be very cautious, be very aware. And if you hire someone to do a job, communicate with them, let them lead you. A third party in a lot of times is there to earn more money from you, to earn your business and to earn your trust. And sometimes they do that by creating unnecessary chaos, drama, and distrust in your current advisors, especially in the marketing realm. So be open, be honest with us. That way we can support you in the best way possible and protect you against, you know, a conflict of interest. So I hope this little tiny podcast is helpful for someone today, and I hope it helps you in making the right marketing decisions for your business. Thank you, and I hope you have a great day.